Within a matter of days, Kit easily became one of the most despised brawlers in Brawl Stars. Being doomed for controversy from the start, Kit's number of problems ranged from his hated release to his questionable game design. Be sure to strap in, because we're going way deeper than Kit's annoying super and irritating playstyle. A lot more build up to that, and let's be real. Kit deserves his full story to be done justice. This isn't a hate video for Kit or a critique on Brawl Stars. Think of it instead as a deep dive into Kit's history, as we slowly piece together the puzzle of why the community's so divided on Kit in the first place. Piece 1, Early Access. Our story begins in December of 2023, when Kit was announced for Brawl Talk alongside Miko and the twins. At first, Kit looked promising. Supercell announced he'd be available for early access, but nobody kicked up a fuss since this was only the second time they had ever done it. The first early access, Chuck, was actually an incredible bundle deal with loads of resources. And as players finally got their first glimpse of what Kit's early access had to offer, they could only feel disappointed. Imagine having such a positive experience with Chuck's early access, being a $20 deal to unlock the new brawler early, in addition to 18,000 coins, over 1,000 power points, and nearly 500 credits. Compared to Kit's, which was a $30 deal of the same nature, but with only 5,000 coins and 5,000 token doublers. This was a robbery. Brawl Stars continued the early access model while also diminishing the entire reason players were okay with it in the first place, actually making it a good deal. The Chuck offer gave so many extra resources, it could have stood alone as a deal in the shop for 20 bucks. Meanwhile, the Kit early access was such a ripoff, it immediately got called out as a cash grab. And this doesn't even cover the other huge reason Kit's early access was so despised. Kit was overpowered. He immediately shot up the tier list as a top tier brawler, being especially dangerous and casual as an unbelievable assassin with support capabilities. Basically, the way Kit works is he's a short range brawler who relies on his auto supercharging to provide value. He can use the super to either jump on a teammate, healing them and becoming an artillery brawler on their back, or jump on an enemy, stunning them and closing the distance so he can use his main attack. Functioning as an incredible damage dealer, healer, disruptor, assassin, the cat did it all, and this only incentivized players to buy the early access deal, even if it was a terrible one on paper. These two points go hand in hand in dooming Kit to be hated from the beginning. Not only did Kit's release come off as greedy, but it also gave free-to-play players a terrible experience with Kit as a brawler, since they could only experience his dominance as a victim. And while we've mostly been talking about how strong Kit was, there was a whole other part of his design players quickly came to hate. Piece 2, False Roll and Low Skill. Let's go back a few moments. Unbelievable assassin with support capabilities. Okay, I just called Kit an assassin before a support. Even though Kit was supposedly a support brawler, he really didn't feel like it, especially on release. Big deal, but even if Kit mainly played like an assassin at the time, why did it matter and why was he hated for it? Well, get this. How would you describe the playstyle of an assassin versus a support brawler? Assassins are very independent. They should still play with their team, but are most helpful for 1v1 interactions and are some of the least team-reliant brawlers at a casual level. Compared to supports, who basically always have to play with their team, are team-reliant even at a casual level and are some of the most difficult brawlers to team carry with. Tell me, if given the option, if viable either way, which playstyle will most randoms choose for Kit? Especially in the hands of most players, Kit wasn't played at all like the hybrid he was intended to be. In fact, his support mode often wouldn't even get a lick of playtime in a match, Kit acting completely independently as a carry assassin brawler. But the thing about Kit's assassin form is that it's much less likable. It felt like Kit's build at this point actively discouraged skill. His super has an insane radius you'd have to try to miss, it goes over walls so positioning isn't even hard, brother, it charges by itself. There was no finesse, no need to aim, no cat and mouse. With Edgar, you had to at least jump right on top of an enemy to take him out. Kit slides over to stun the enemy as long as you land in the right zip code. yeah, so the community did not like Kit at this point. Piece 3, strange build design. Okay, so with how broken Kit was on release, players didn't really have time to reflect on all the aspects of Kit that are actually pretty cool, like his unique mechanics and trade-offs to both his roles. They just hated how oppressive he was. Luckily, it only took 2 weeks for Kit to be swiftly nerfed to the ground, shortly after paid early access ended. A giant 20% nerf to his damage as a thrower, not to mention several key mechanics to Kit's super getting removed. Namely, Kit being immune while stunning enemies with his super. They even fixed a bunch of bugs which were making Kit even stronger. It was all a mess. And even as Kit fell down to bottom tier, Kit was still under fire from the community for one reason. His game design is weird. Here, let's take a look at Kit's gadgets and star powers. One of Kit's star powers increases his buffs from power cubes, an item exclusive to Showdown. His other star power buffs how long he can stay with a teammate in support mode. This quite literally takes one of the only customizable parts of a brawler and spits in its face. There's no build to create, no preference or strategy choosing a star power when it's purposefully set in stone. Power hungry is for Showdown, and overly attached is for everywhere else. That will never change. The same could be said for his gadgets. This might not seem like a big deal, but this only fuels a community stance that Kit is poorly designed. While Supercell wanted to clearly demonstrate Kit's unique hybrid role, this was certainly one of the messier ways they could have done it. Instead of the cat's back showing off his unique playstyles in clever ways, it instead forces resource-starved players to spend even more coins if they want to play Kit in both Showdown and Ranked. Specifically, Power Hungry and Cardboard Box could almost be their own sections with how hated they've been. With his power cube boost, Kit wiped sharpshooters, tanks, other assassins, literally any brawler in the mode, since a 5 power cube Kit basically turned into a 10 power cube Kit with this star power. Meanwhile, Cardboard Box activated a 5 second invisibility up to 4 times per match. For reference, Leon's super was only 6 seconds long. It didn't matter how hard Supercell nerfed Kit, with this insane scaling and ability, Kit would always be hated by Showdown players. Piece 4, annoying playstyle. Supercell realized they overcorrected a little bit with Kit's nerfs. I mean, going from the best brawler in the game to bottom tier was a pretty weird look, so Supercell revived Kit 3 months later. In April of 2024, Kit received massive buffs to his main attack damage and super damage, but this came at the cost of a major nerf to Cardboard Box. Hooray, we finally did it! What was that gadget? Whose idea was that? This brought Kit back into high tier, a welcome change for some players, but a dreaded one for others. With Kit's return to competitive relevancy, the community was reminded of just how irritating Kit was to play against. If you notice, I've mainly been talking about how annoying Kit's assassin mechanics were, but that wasn't the form that was nerfed most throughout his history. In fact, Kit's assassinating was the one thing that was buffed that April. It felt irritating in casual, but was pretty unviable competitively. Because I haven't even covered the other side of Kit that's been more overlooked by haters, but just as problematic. In support mode, Kit dealt an unfair amount of damage. It was 4,000 per hit before its nerf, but even at a solid 3,200, Kit's artillery mode equals Dynamite's damage output. Not only did it heal Kit's ally, but it also allowed your team 3 attackers, but only 2 targets. It just gave your team the upper hand. It cannot be overstated how broken Kit felt when attached to the right ally. If Kit's on a tank, it feels like that brawler can't die and constantly has grenade shooting out of its back, which you can't stop without taking out the tank first, but you can't do that because they keep getting healed and Kit uses the cheeseburger gadget, and geez, this is meant to be the less annoying form, huh? I like Kit, okay? This is just where the community was coming from when the hate for Kit was absolutely flowing. He even dipped into top tier, but a gradual series of nerfs throughout 2024 settled Kit into a healthy mid tier, notably nerfing Power Hungry and Kit's cheeseburger gadget. Eventually, Kit's controversial place in the community started to settle down. He had finally been sorted into a healthy spot in the meta, even having a quiet, balanced year at World Finals, being picked just 4 times. Time heals everything, and with new brawlers getting released, Kit finally finding his way into balance, taking a 9-month-long cat nap from buffs and nerfs, players finally let off their divisive feelings on Kit, just a little bit. But you're not stupid. There's still time left in this video, and oh, well, look what the cat's dragged in. Five, Hypercharge. In the summer of 2025, Kit's long-dreaded Hypercharge, Making Biscuits, was released, allowing Kit to move and attack freely after using his super in assassin mode and granting extra healing and artillery range in support mode. Kit was not in a bad spot before his hypercharge, so this ability only magnified the annoying aspects of his build and made him top tier. On offense, Kit's hypercharge basically guarantees a free kill that can chain into a team wipe. And while Kit's super felt irritating since it stunned you for so long, its only saving grace was that Kit couldn't move either. But with this hypercharge, Kit took everything unfair with his super and dialed it to 11, leaving the enemy completely frozen with no means of counterplay as you spam auto-aim and get away with murder. On support, Kit's hypercharge turns tanks straight up invincible, not to mention Kit's throwing range boost that diminished its one weakness of moving with its ally. Again, this hypercharge takes the weaknesses and trade-offs of Kit's forms and reduces them. No wonder Kit still feels so annoying and unfair to play against today. And with our puzzle complete, we can finally see all the reasons for Kit's controversial legacy. If you're looking for more brawler histories, they're on screen now.